Practice with lectures. A. Listen to part of a lecture in a music class. Today, class, we are going to be talking about opera.
Opera? Oh, no. I know what that is. Operas are so boring.
Boring? Not at all. Operas are dramas that employ the use of music.
They are dramas? I thought an opera was when performers dressed up in costumes and then sang in foreign languages on stage.
Well, I am sure an opera appears that way if you don't know what is happening. Why don't we look at the history of opera to find out exactly what an opera is and how this form of drama evolved? We have the ancient Greeks to thank for inspiring this form of expression. The ancient Greeks performed dramas that incorporated music and singing, and sometimes even dancing.
The ancient Greeks? But when I think of opera, I think of a large woman wearing a horned helmet, and she is singing in, I don't know, German? Italian?
Either one would be correct, as both the Germans and Italians embraced operatic performances. Modern opera began in Italy during the Renaissance. One of the very first modern operas was composed during the late 16th century by Jacopo Peri. It was called Daphne, and was an opera based on a Greek myth.
It is hard enough to follow a play. Why must they add such complicated songs? Sometimes it sounds like the singers are screaming.
Those complicated songs, as you refer to them, are known as arias. An aria is a complex musical passage created to showcase a singer's vocal range. But can you think of another reason why a wide range in vocal sound might be important?
To show when someone is angry?
Close. An aria allows the performer to express a varied range of emotions through the tone of his singing. It can be compared to how babies cry using differing intonations depending on their need, say, hunger or tiredness.
Are Italy and Germany the only places where operas are performed?
Not at all. The art form of opera is very popular all over the world, but especially in Europe. Venice, Italy, was where the first opera house was created. But there are opera houses in England, France, Portugal, Spain, and Russia. Still, because opera is thought of as an Italian art form, composers from other countries such as Germany's Handel and Austria's Mozart still wrote their works in Italian. It wasn't until later that composers felt confident enough to write operas in their own language.
It seems that everyone ends up dying in an opera. Are all operas so morbid?
Again, you are thinking of opera in its cliched form. Just as a play can be a comedy or a tragedy, so too can operas. The most popular is the one you mentioned, the opera Seria, which has a dramatic plot that may involve death. But there is also the opera comique, which is a comical opera. Operettas are shorter versions of operas that often have comical plots.
Can you recommend an opera to us? They don't appear so boring after all.
Certainly. There is, of course, Puccini's Madame Butterfly, Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, George Bizet's Carmen, or Wagner's Der Ring der Nibelungen. These are all examples of dramas that utilize music, singing, or dancing. 1. What is this lecture mostly about? Two. What is the difference between a play and an opera? Three. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question. Why does the professor say this? Those complicated songs, as you refer to them, are known as arias. An aria is a complex musical passage created to showcase a singer's vocal range. But can you think of another reason why a wide range in vocal sound might be important?